Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome in to the fastest 2 hours in radio as it rolls on right here at YSR. You can always connect with us, join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us an email. You can email me at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Time now for some MLB talk. We're going to pack our bags. We're going to head out to the NL West Division and highlight the Los Angeles Dodgers. Always my go-to guy who gives us the skinny on the boys in blue is the former Dodgers executive VP and general manager, Mr. Fred Clare. Good evening, Mr. Clare.
Alyssa, great to be with you.
It's wonderful to hear your voice. And, of course, the 2015 season, it is winding down. We wanted to get your thoughts on the Dodgers, currently strong and steady, first in the NL Western Division. And right now, it's the stretch run, which promises to be very exciting. My question to you is, are the Dodgers, are they playing their best baseball of the season?
I think they are, Alyssa. I think they're 7-3 over their last 10 games. But more important, they have two of the best, if not the two very best pitchers in Major League Baseball in Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke, and they've absolutely been fantastic in recent games, really just off the charts. It really reminds me of the days of Koufax and Drysdale, and to give two names, to throw them in the same context as Koufax and Drysdale may seem like a big stretch, but I think even Sandy himself certainly recognizes the talent that the Dodgers have in their two absolutely great pitchers. Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke have just been all but unhittable. They're incredible.
Yes, a powerful 1-2 punch. You talk about the duo, but what about the bullpen? Because obviously there's been some questions in terms of the strength of the Dodgers' bullpen.
Well, I think always a question, but I think they have somebody to close the games in Jensen. And
okay.
But I think more important with the type of pitching that Clayton and Zach give almost on every time they go out, I'm not sure the bullpen in the postseason is going to be the critical part. Not to diminish that in any way, because those late innings are the critical points in any game. But I think overall the Dodgers are certainly well staffed to go into postseason play, and it's going to be very exciting for them, and so it'll be certainly interesting to watch.
Former Los Angeles Dodgers Executive Vice President and General Manager Fred Clare joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we talk about the Dodgers, the most expensive team in baseball, looking to secure their third consecutive division title, the goal is to end that World Series drought that has extended 26 years, the longest in franchise history. Mr. Clare, can they do it?
Well, I hope so. I'm really a little tired, but because it's been so many years as being introduced as the last Dodger general manager to win a World Series.
Right.
So I would be happy to relinquish that introduction. It's been far too long for the Dodgers. It's a great franchise. It's been great to see how the ownership has brought that franchise back to where it needs to be, where I feel it needs to be. That is meaningful, that is important to baseball, that is something that is appreciated by the fans, and certainly significant with the history of the Dodgers to Major League Baseball itself. So it's time. It's time. Now, whether they can do it or not, that's always a tough challenge, but they certainly have the ability to do it, and it would be great to see them win the World Series again.
Okay, so the Dodgers, their immediate goal, I would think that it has to be, you know, they're playing obviously with this sense of urgency. They want to quickly clinch their division so they can turn their attention to what resting players. I mean, is this what the mindset needs to be? I mean, obviously, they want to be able to field the best playoff team and be fresh out there.
Well, not only that, Alyssa, if I'm correct, the thing that they're really playing for is the home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the way that it shapes up to start the postseason play. So that becomes incredibly important for them, because if I have the alignment right, I think they will be facing, if all goes as it stands today, the New York Mets. And I'm sure that the Mets would very much like to have that home field advantage. as the Dodgers would. So that's a very, very important element as far as what's taking place.
Okay, Fred, you know this firsthand. There's many ups and downs in a Major League Baseball season, the highs and lows. Is there one particular series that you've seen from this season that shows just that inner strength that the Dodgers have and that they could make a very deep run? I mean, I think back, a few weeks ago, you know, it's difficult to even just quantify just that huge win over the San Francisco Giants and Madison Bumgarner.
Alyssa, I would agree. I think the series with the Giants was absolutely critical for them. I think there were 3 one-run games, if my memory is correct, but knowing the history and the meaning of the Dodgers versus the Giants, I thought those were very, very significant games for them, and they followed that up with a important series against the Angels, which is always a tough competition with a lot of focus. So I think that was the period of time where the Dodgers really found their footing as far as where they wanted to be, and I think that's showing with their play over the last couple of weeks.
And they also know how to have a little bit of fun, too. How about the series earlier this week against the Rockies? All the different lineups, I mean, that was crazy, and going deep, 16 innings, a late night.
At least I didn't stay up to see the end of that, but I took the written word in the reports as being accurate, but that was exciting for them, and you know it's great. There's a lot of interest here in Southern California. I think that you know, Mike Socha and the Angels certainly are a little down with their recent play, but with all the respect that I have for Mike Socha, his staff, and all the people involved there, they still aren't out of it. Anything can happen in these final few weeks. And so it will be interesting to watch. But certainly in Southern California, a lot of focus on the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke. I think they have enough offense, certainly, to do well for them. So it shapes up as a very, very interesting postseason. And if it is the Mets, one person that I would be very happy for is someone that I knew through all of the years with the Dodgers. That's Terry Collins, who started out with us as a manager in A-ball, worked his way through our systems, had a long, long career. I think he has done a sensational job with the New York Mets, and I couldn't be happier. Terry's been a friend for so many years. We mm-hmm. ran many miles together, even in the high altitude of Albuquerque, and I'm certainly have an interest in what's taking place there in New York.
We're talking about the Boys in Blue with former Los Angeles Dodgers Executive Vice President and General Manager Fred Clare. Let's give some praise to the Dodgers manager in Don Mattingly. And obviously, he's attempting to get these guys to finish strong and guide the team to a title.
Don, I have a lot of respect for Don. Don, in many ways, reminds me of Walt Alston in the way that he deals with his players. He is always supportive of his players. He's always there to take responsibility. But I have great, great respect for Don Mattingly. I think he's done a tremendous job. I think he has an outstanding staff. I've known many of his staff members through the years. Another person there on the staff that I have great respect for is Tim Wallach, who's his bench coach. I was really very happy to see the Dodgers add another former Dodger to their coaching ranks, and that's Ron Renicki. And, you know, Ron had the experience of coming through the Dodger mm-hmm. organization, then going and being trained under Mike Socha, then having a chance to manage himself, and now being back in the third base coaching box. So they have an outstanding staff, and Don Mattingly is the first to give credit to others. I have great, great respect for him.
Your confidence level is very high on his overall leadership. But what do you think the future is for manager Don Mattingly? I mean, he signed through 2016.
You know, in knowing Don and knowing how he thinks and how he works, I think that is absolutely the last consideration in his mind, Alyssa. Truly, I think that the only thing that he is focused on, people say this, but I know Don and really believe that that's the last thing that he cares about, is worried about. He's had great accomplishments in his career. He wants to see the Dodgers win this year, just as the fans want to see the Dodgers win, because that would be a tremendous accomplishment. The rest will take care of itself. I know him well enough to know that his focus is right where it needs to be.
Help us understand what the Dodgers, we've talked about this on the show before, but what do they value the most?
Well, I think they value what the Dodgers have valued through the years, and some of their moves may not necessarily reflect that if you look at it in the short term. But what the real Dodgers really value is scouting and player development. And a lot of fans may look at that, or fans of opposing team, and say that's absolutely not true with the payroll they have and all that they're spending. But I think that's where they see the real value. I think that's where they see the emphasis. I think that's one reason during the trading period and when the trading deadline was coming up that the Dodgers were holding on to the young players that they valued the most. So I think that's what they see as the value, and I think that's absolutely right. There is nothing more important to a major league organization than player development, scouting, and the players that are produced through the scouting and player development.
Okay, we're wrapping up our time with Fred Clare tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Definitely got to give us a hit on Vin Scully's announcement that he would be returning next season, 67th, as the voice of the Dodgers, and he turns 88 in November. This is great news.
Great, absolutely great news, Alyssa. In my view, the MVP, most valuable person of all time,
yes,
with the Dodgers. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
No question. Having had the honor to know Vinny through many, many years, people will ask me time to time, Fred, is he really that good as a person? I mean, in that you know him.
Yeah.
And I say, he's better. He's better than you could imagine. He is one of the finest people that you will ever meet. It's great that he's going to be back again, and I could not have higher regard for any individual than I do for Vinny. He's the very best.
Well, it's great to have you back again, and give us a quick hit on what are you up to? Anything on the horizon that we can look forward to, Mr. Clare?
Been very busy, Alyssa, and I think that baseball fans, will see an announcement very soon. I'm involved with a company that will be launching what I consider the best analytics available on Major League Baseball. We should be making that announcement within 2 weeks. It will be made available to the fans, so they will have a chance to judge it. We will be offering the type of analytical information that's heretofore available only through front offices. It's going to be, I think, sensational. And the great part about it will be judged on its merit. And when we make the announcement and the fans have to see the type of analytical work that we're able to produce, I think it's going to be very exciting, because I think it's going to make the game that much more enjoyable.
Outstanding. We look forward to that announcement. We look forward to having you back on the show so you can talk some more about it in depth. Thank you so much, Fred Clare.
Great to be with you.
Of course, Fred Clare, former Los Angeles Dodgers Executive Vice President and General Manager with us. Stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio.